Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, honky tonk.
Oh, Psy plus honky tonk this week,
yeah,
is it?
I thought I'd bring it back.
Yeah, you know, you say you do the Psy for good luck, right? This is what you say.
It's good luck and it's verbal yoga. It's a kind of a stress relief thing.
So, do you do it? Would you, just to want to be sure, would you do it if you were going to chat like a lass up or you're going to make a bet at the bookies? Would you Psy before you do it for good luck?
Yeah, if I was like about to take a left turn at some lights.
You do, maybe even do it then.
I do that just to be on the safe side, yeah.
So it's definitely not.
I do done, a lot.
It's definitely not done out of disrespect.
There's
to
no
me.
Malice intended towards you, Bob okay. Mortimer.
And honky tonk, just fun between mates.
It's just
yeah.
a nice name, isn't it?
Just nice name.
Catchy.
So what about, I was thinking what I'll call you again, like Mr. Fungalow, Mr. Onions.
Call us what you like.
Hot Dog Ron.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Should we start again, see how it goes?
All right. Well, can I start this time, right?
Like.
I won't do a Psy because I don't want to detract thing. From your look. All right, Hot Dog Ron.
All right, Honky Tonk.
Hey, let's get going. I got out much to say this week, have you, Andy?
I've got loads to say.
All right.
I'm going to say it in alphabetical order.
Alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's one way of organising your life, isn't it? So in the morning, for example, when you wake up, you think, what should I scratch? My anus.
Yes.
Yeah,
then
my balls. Oh, well, I went for balls.
You did. So. You went below the belt again.
So where should we start? Where do you buy your socks, Andy?
Where do I buy my socks?
Yeah.
Supermarkets, Bob.
Fair enough. Do you get a lot of shrinkage? No matter what, you know, even if you buy a size, I've got size 8 feet, but right. If I buy I buy 11, size 11 to 13.
What?
But within a week, they seem to, they're like child socks. Does
no,
that happen
no.
to you?
Mine are fine. I just get like size 6 to 9.5.
Right.
And they last for months.
What, are they made of some kind of nylon or
just
polyester? Like
cotton polyester mix, usually.
When you say mix, how much cotton's in them?
That's maybe about 30%.
30% cotton. And you get them at Lidl, up the Asda, yeah. Whatever, packs of 10 or something?
Yeah.
What colour do you get? Fun ones?
I get black ones usually.
Yeah.
But for festive occasions like Christmas and birthdays, I'll get like maybe some Star Wars ones.
Yeah.
Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
Something like that. Something fun.
And then do you only ever wear them at festive period?
And I go shoeless for the festive period.
Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself, if you bought a pair of fun socks, if you only wear them for the festive period, they'll last you more or less a lifetime. That would only be 60 wears, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be. But fashion's changing the world of fun.
Do you know, you're right, Andy, it's very perceptive. Fun does...
I'm wearing Wallace and Gromit ones for me birthday in July.
Yeah.
But, you know, 2 years ago, it would have been maybe Peter Kay socks.
Fair enough. You know, you are right, because like in Victorian times, fun was, I don't know, putting a hoop around, was running around the street with a hoop.
Yeah.
Or sitting a child really close to an open fire or something like
yeah.
that. And it's changed now.
10 years ago, it used to be... running up a hill really fast and then run down again. Now it's Xbox.
Xbox, yeah. Okay,
that's just a decade.
Nice little bit of insight there, Andy. I just wondered where you bought your socks. You don't have any problem with supermarket socks.
No, but why are yours shrinking after a week?
I know, you're making me worry.
Do your feet throb or something?
Well, throbbing would expand them, wouldn't it? It wouldn't necessarily shrink them.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe they've been washed too hot or something. I don't know.
Might be it.
I've had it all my life, though.
Have you?
With socks, yeah.
Well, we've got off to a cracking start this week.
Thank you.
With that.
Do you have to call a midwife when you want a dump? Just looking at you, I'm wondering.
No.
No, okay, fine.
No, I'm all right on my own, thanks.
All right, well, let's crack on.
Do you want to set up your credentials at the beginning?
Go on, then. People should know that.
Do
I know
memory
all
man
football statistics thing. Since the year 1876.
When football was invented. Memory man.
Hello.
Bob, do you remember Euro 1984 when there was no British teams involved, and so it wasn't on the telly, and the only way you could find out the results was by listening to them being carried on the wind directly from France. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, I do. Memory Man. Whoa. Not bad, eh?
I thought I had you this week.
It was one of the easy. It wasn't that far distant, was it?
Speaking of the Euros, I noticed you've had your ear pierced there, Bob.
Yeah.
Just your right ear.
Yeah.
Is that for the Euros? Because you're going over there. Is that to make you look tough before you go over?
I don't understand why would a right ear make you look tough?
I don't know.
Do you not like it?
I thought that the right ear signified something different.
It's a little apricot, pottery apricot.
Hanging off a hoop.
Hanging off a hoop in me right ear, yeah. I like it.
Do you think it makes you more French?
I suppose maybe it does.
You're trying to fit in when you're over there.
It makes me a little bit more French friendly, yeah.
Okay.
Ah, hello, welcome. And they might confuse it for a peach.
Yeah.
But I don't mind about or a nectarine. Does you it like hurt? Nectarine? You like nectarine?
Does it hurt?
It hurt when it pierced it, yeah.
Did it?
There's like a little crunch as it takes the little bit of flesh out.
Yeah.
I ate the bit of flesh heist if I could.
Did you, well, just raw?
Yeah.
Did they not boiled up for you first?
Well, don't you eat the flesh around your nails?
Well, yeah, but that's my nails. That's not my ear.
No, the flesh around your nails. It clearly isn't your nails, is it?
I'm not
it?
A cannibal.
Well, no, it's not cannibalism if you eat yourself.
Yeah, it is.
Who said?
Self-cannibalism.
All right, well, yes, it's self-cannibalism. It's not cannibalism. Do you watch Mob? Oh, no, hold on. That's someone else's. Talking about France, I was thinking to myself, do you reckon that going up to Montmartre and having your silhouette drawn by a French art student or whoever it is, does it up there, is probably as good as life ever gets?
I couldn't tell you. I've never been to Montmartre.
Montmartre, yeah.
Is that, what's that, a supermarket?
No, it's a big hill at Sacré-Cœur overlooking Paris.
I've been to Paris.
Yeah?
I've been to Disneyland Paris.
You've been to Disneyland?
I've been to Disneyland Paris. It's the only place in Paris I've been to.
What, do you book your holidays in supermarkets as well?
What's wrong with Disneyland Paris?
You like Disneyland Paris?
No, it's fucking terrible, actually.
Well, there you go.
You can't get your hands on any booze.
No.
And when you do, it's £7 a pint.
Well, but you can get your hand on a baguette, though, can't you?
Your baguettes are 10 a penny, aren't they? Even over here now.
It's the funniest of all the breads, though, isn't it?
And I tell you what, there's a 45-minute queue to get on the frigging Dumbo ride. And half of them are grown adults that haven't even got kids with them.
Excuse me, what's a Dumbo ride?
It's just like a very, very, very slow-moving ride.
Yeah.
Where there's two of you and you sit in a Dumbo. You know, Dumbo the elephant.
Oh, the elephant. I thought, well, you meant like for Dumbo. You know, like you're a Dumbo for Dumbo. Sorry, yeah, it's an elephant. It's a slow-moving elephant.
Pink elephant ride.
A pink elephant gently meanders around the
track. And
you
can control it and make it go up and down as you're going around slowly.
Yeah.
And it's on. It lasts about 2 minutes.
And you queued for 45 minutes.
Aye, because half the queue was like grown adults.
You know what you should have done? You should have shit your pants on it so they had to stop the ride.
That'd have taught them.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to do that next time, except I'm never going back. Because of that.
So where do you tend to go then? Do you go Universal in America or something like that? Disneyland.
I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saved up.
Nice one. I'm just asking. You must have booked your holiday for this year. Where are you going this year?
I haven't got anything booked for this year. Any money.
Where would you have liked to have gone?
Because I was told that this podcast was going to be an earner.
Yeah. Well, I never told you
and
that.
And it hasn't worked out like that, has it?
So, holiday plans on hold.
Very much so.
Steve McLaren.
Are we there already with Steve McLaren?
Well, would you like to ponder?
I'm always ready for Steve McLaren.
What he's up to at the moment.
What do you reckon?
Well, I reckon, this is what I'm seeing, Andy, right? I'm seeing the fat lass, yeah, that he's with. I think she's staring out the window, but she's eating the beans on toast, yeah? He's upstairs reading instructions for his power washer that you mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, his power washer, because he can't get... He can't get it to generate suds for washing his car.
Right.
So he's having a look at the his Skoda Octavia, I think it is. Do you think it probably is?
I think it is. Yeah.
You've Skoda Octavia.
When he's not driving the minibus, that is.
Yeah. He's a good driver, isn't he? I think he might be thinking to himself, I'm Steve McLaren and I'm going to apply for the Institute of Advanced Motorists.
Yeah.
Because I'm careful, responsible. I look ahead, I think ahead when I'm driving.
He's like,
you know?
I know how good I am, but I want a certificate to show to people.
Yeah.
So that I can talk about it.
Yeah, and he could sew it. They'll give him a badge. Yeah,
did he get a badge as well?
You do, yeah. Yeah. And he could sew that onto the sleeve of his short sleeve.
For when he's driving the minibus?
No, just when he's out and about. Say he's like down at the garden centre or whatever, yeah. Buying a new attachment for his hose lock stuff, yeah. And that. People say, what's that badge? Mr. McLaren said, oh, that? Oh, that's because it's the Institute of Advanced Motorists, hoping that they'll say then, oh, what's that? I said, oh, it's an institute. It just acknowledges that you're one of the better drivers.
And he'd have it on the right-hand side, wouldn't he? On the right sleeve.
Yeah.
So when he's stopping at the lights, he just lift it up a little bit towards the window, and whoever's in the next lane will just look across and go, oh, aye, I see I'm dealing with an expert here.
Ooh, whoopsies, Daisy, I'll let him pass. Yeah. I'll let him pass, yeah.
I'll yield to Mr. McLaren.
The other thing is, and I don't know whether they're in the same time, you know his yellow snake, his big yellow snake he's got? I've got a feeling it swallowed a dog chew, like your dog chew, when it's made him spew up on the toilet carpet. Because I think Steve has a toilet carpet.
Yeah. But he'll have a mat as well around the toilet, won't he, around the bowl, even though there'll hardly ever be any spillages.
No, because he'll have a really fast jet.
He'll be careful as well, won't he?
He probably rests it on, I'm going to say something like a half ruler, like a plate, you know, like he probably rests it on that, lines it up, and then bang! Yeah, that's the length of it. And that was nearly 2 pints, that was nearly 2 pints. Of course, what it does is the added bonus, if the fat lass has left any little Todd streaks on the back of the pot, it knocks them into touch.
Yeah, he'll have a good aim as well, won't he?
Oh, I'm saying he's got this arrangement, this like, I call plate, you're going to think a dinner plate. I mean like just a flat bit of steel.
Yeah,
that
he rests it in.
He just rests that, lines
like
it up.
Like a pencil holder.
I think what he did was, at one point, he rested his dying onto a 7x4 steel plate. Yeah? Yeah. He drew round it. Yeah.
And this just all happened kind of naturally and organically. He wasn't setting out to make this thing.
No.
He was just messing about one day and stuff that was lying around and
thought, that little offcut would be useful for helping me with direction with me fast piss.
With clearing the fat lass's streaks.
Hey, well, that's Steve McLaren anyway, I suppose.
Well, I've got a different point of view.
Okay, what do you reckon?
It's half term, isn't it? I reckon he's out in the minibus, and I reckon he's took a group of disadvantaged kids up the Scottish borders.
Yeah.
And the big lass, she's away in Marbella.
Right.
On another hen week. It's the fifth one she's been on this year.
Right.
And she's staying in the same resort as Sam Allardyce. Did you see that video of Sam Allardyce having a bit of a dance in Marbella?
Having a lovely time, wasn't he?
Yeah. And I reckon that she's texted Steve to tell him while he's in the Scottish borders that she's in the same resort as
Sam.
As Big Sam. And he's pretending he's cool with it, but he's seething, really.
Yeah, he would be seething, wouldn't he?
So he started getting really short-tempered with the disadvantaged kids.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, telling them to shut the fuck up.
Oh, Steve! And he wouldn't like hearing
only
himself
when he's
say
put,
that.
He'll only curse when he's pushed.
Absolutely.
When he's really pushed.
Yeah.
But it's going to end up with one of the kids trying to knife him in the car park of Pottery World, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah. So, no, it's only when he's under extreme pressure you get the swears out of him, don't you?
I don't think he ever swore when he was manager in Newcastle or Derby.
Absolutely not.
He might have done once or twice when he was England manager, but...
He tries his best not to. I remember once...
Standards.
Yeah, he's still got standards, thankfully. I remember once he shut the bedroom door on the his snake, the last little... He thought the snake had followed him upstairs to go to
bedtime.
But, and he shut the door and caught the snake. He's like, fuck! And then he caught himself in the mirror.
And the snake had gone... Wah! Like they
and
do.
And spewed up on his bedroom carpet. So, Steve, well, wherever he is, whatever he's doing, best
he's
wishes.
He's unhappy.
Best wishes from us, Andy.
Yeah, always best wishes. Yeah. All good, nothing bad.
Good times ahead, I reckon, yeah?
Let's hope so for Steve.
Andy, you look to me like you're a big, massive, big, massive fan of the Blues Brothers, yeah?
Ah, do you reckon?
Yeah, and I just wondered, are you actually in one of them, like, tribute Blues Brothers acts? You know, and you do the nutty dance and all that?
No, I'm not. No, Bob. Actually, I don't like the Blues Brothers.
You love
I think
the
it's
Blues
a
Brothers.
Hugely overrated film.
What are the children?
I could name umpteen films that are better than the Blues Brothers off the top of my head.
Name one better.
Gremlins 2.
Correct. Fair enough.
There you go.
So you're not... All right, then, in a similar vein, because this has struck me, I think it might be one of my wife's questions, actually, but so it's on my mind, so I'll just better check, because it has to be... Yeah, it's one of my wife's questions, so can I go on to...
Do you want to move into them now, then?
If I'm... Is that
Have
all right?
we done any football yet?
Yeah.
Oh, we did Steve McLaren, haven't we, of course?
Wife's questions.
Let's
questions
go.
Direct from my
Bring
wife
them
to
on.
Yourself. First one's ever so simple. Andy, do you watch Mob Wives?
No, Bob's wife, I do not watch Mob Wives. I've not even heard of it.
Excuse me?
Well, I'm not in the crime club, am I? I'm not in Bob's crime club.
You haven't watched... You don't know of Mob Wives?
Nope.
The greatest single half hour of television?
Nope.
I mean, but you're kidding me?
Nope.
Is this
spent
just...
the last couple of weeks watching the first series of Game of Thrones.
Yeah?
To try to get into that.
And how did you find
Shite.
It? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the first series... Left a bit of a gap, I don't know, 2 months till I watched the second one. I had no idea what was going on. So I at the end of the first one, I did have sufficient motivation to try the second, but it's quite complicated for a northern lad, isn't it?
It seems to be mostly about genealogy.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. It feels
like... And a bit of fighting.
It's maths. It's like medieval maths.
It seems like a
problem.
Test.
Yeah. But that... You say you don't know Mob Wives.
Right, yeah.
You say that you've only recently watched Game of Thrones,
yeah?
But I'm aware that for a few years now, you've been having a go at Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So what's that all about? You're obviously perfectly aware of Game of Thrones.
I'm aware of it.
But are you doing the same with Mob Wives?
No, I'm not even aware of Mob Wives, but I'm prepared to give it a try.
Will you give it a try
Can
for
I
me?
Give it a try this next week and come back to you on that
I would love
week.
To hear what you think of Mob Wives.
Okay.
I think it's electric.
Right, what channel's it on then?
It's on ITVB.
Ah.
BE, that is.
Yeah.
Not BEE, not just B, BE.
The in-between B.
B, yeah. So, well, thank you for that answer. I suppose if you haven't seen it, you haven't seen it.
Next question.
Wife's question number two. Andy, you look like Greg Wallace. Is that...
Whoa!
Is that...
Whoa,
can I finish the wife's question, please? That's very disrespectful. You look like Greg Wallace. Is that why you hate him? Do you feel his success should be yours?
First of all, I don't look anything like Greg Wallace.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
No, yes, you do.
No. Greg Wallace looks like Bunsen Honeydew from The Muppets.
I don't know that.
The scientist that hasn't got any eyes, but he wears glasses.
Oh, well, it's a vague...
Yeah, that's Greg Wallace, and that's not me. That's not who you're looking at right now.
Well, you say that.
Who do you think I look like right now?
If you put my Greg Wallace cardigan on and some of his designer specs.
So it's a big stretching, isn't it? I've got to dress up as them.
It's not a great deal, Andy. You had a cardigan and a pair of
Just
specs.
Just because I haven't got much hair and I've got a round head.
Why do you hate him?
I don't trust him.
Why don't you trust him?
I don't
him?
Trust his motives.
What do you think his motives are?
Televisual domination.
No. That's not his motive.
Getting as many followers on Twitter as he possibly can.
That's what you... So you don't trust that motive?
No. I don't trust anybody with lots of followers on Twitter.
I've got more followers than you.
I know you have. I don't trust you either.
Okay, well, it's gone... It's a bit of a blind alley. I'm with the wife there. I think your resentment is based on the fact that you think, not only do I look like Greg Wallace, I could sell veg better than him, I could eat food better than him.
Well, that goes without saying, doesn't
so
it?
So why isn't it me? That's where
Maybe
you're
it will
from.
Be me eventually, Bob. Maybe it will be. Maybe this podcast's going to be a springboard to me being on whatever the 2033 equivalent of MasterChef is.
Well,
I mean, you'll be dead by then, so you'll not know how it turns out, but...
Third question from the wife. Andy, I'm aware that you favour cheap cuts of meat. Goose flank, rabbit's wings, that sort of thing. But have you ever tried tin beef burgers? I think you and your family would flourish on them.
What do you mean by flourish? Or what does she mean by flourish?
Oh,
do
I imagine she means the same as any English-speaking person means. You know, that you
thrive.
You thrive, yeah.
In a nutritional sense.
I suppose nutrition. Your skin would glow, your bones would stop creaking, you might even put a bit of height on, something like that.
No, I've never tried tin beef burgers. I don't even think they're a thing.
You're very disparaging about them. They're beautiful.
You can get a chicken in a can.
I know, I love a chicken in a can. You know, in France, it's considered a delicacy because it soaks in it. So, pardon me, what was that under your breath?
There you go. You can fill your boots with them, can't you, next month when you're over
beautiful.
There with your hoop to your ring with its...
My hoop to your ring.
With its apricot hanging off it.
And a tin of chicken under my arm.
Excusez-moi.
Excusez-moi.
Monsieur.
Montez la fenêtre.
Le chicken de la canne.
L'escalier.
Por favor.
Grand. Por favor is Mexican.
Yeah, but you get your point across.
That's the end of the wife's questions. They haven't led anywhere in particular.
No.
They haven't led
anywhere. I think we've treaded water with that a bit this week.
Yeah, but as a recommendation, I really, really strongly recommend that tin chicken, Andy. It's quite hard
not
to get
mob
hold
wars.
Of. Mob wives, I'm not going to say
mob
anything.
Mob wives. Mob wives and a tin chicken at the same time?
Yeah, and a tin beef burger.
Just one.
Fill your pan with fat and you're left with a bit of leather, but a bit of tasty leather.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What was your favourite bit about Top Gear the other night, Bob?
Favourite bit about the new Top
Gear? The new Top Gear with Chris Evans.
The one with Timmy Mallett?
Sorry, Timmy Mallett, yeah.
Yeah, I think probably my favourite bit of it was when he saw the first shot of him, of Evans, full length, and he had his jeans tucked into his little booties, his little furry booties. And, you know, like, it was like he was trying to... Throw the audience back to the 80s, you know, look like some...
Back to Wackadoo.
So, yeah. Some sort of like, you know, like 1980s Iranian disco dancer who took his jeans in and he was just trying to say, look, imagine this was... Imagine you're watching the 80s, Wackaday.
Yeah.
Hey! Right? And then you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only other alternative explanation... Well, what is an alternative explanation for going on television... Wearing your jeans tucked into some little 80s booties.
I've never worked in television, so I don't know. You have.
Yeah, but
is it a secret code?
I mean, Andy, you know, you're being difficult here. You're making your TV debut, yeah? You wouldn't be doing cars. What would you be doing? I don't know, freaking cheap cuts or...
Probably lawnmowers.
No, you'd be on the TV channel, you know, TV sales.
The shopping channel.
Shopping channel. So you're on the shopping...
Flogging tat.
I don't think you're not like a tat, you're not a rag and bone man, Andy. I think you'd be flogging electronic equipment that would last between a week and 6 months. Yeah, with big promises. Fry your chicken. What the fuck are chicken dippers? Fry your chicken dippers. Fry your little pizzas.
In the air fryer.
In the air fryer.
Ready in only 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Whether you like it or not.
And then... Voice in the ear saying, hit home the health benefits, Andy. Hit home the health benefits. And you say, and of course, by using less fat, you put on less fat.
You will live for another 5 to 6 years if you consume these chicken dippers.
So anyway, I have to finish it, Andy. So you're about to go on and a nice lass comes in the room, says, his wardrobe, would you like to wear these... blue Pepe jeans and tuck them in these fur-lined little booties, Andy.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Fuck off.
Exactly. So please don't...
You think I'm some kind of idiot?
Yeah. So don't say to me, Telly's different. You know, Chris Evans chose to wear...
Why was he doing it?
I don't know. As I say, I think it was a diversion to try and make us remember that time when we thought, I tell you what would be good on Telly, a fucking dickhead.
I'm glad I asked you that.
Luminol, Andy, I just want to give you a little warning.
Yeah, please do.
Do you know Luminol?
Yeah.
That you spray on crime scenes,
yeah,
and it shows up where there's blood.
Yeah,
I just wanted to give you just a little warning in case you ever get involved. Is that it does
get involved?
I don't know, just in some way, maybe. No, I'm not. There's no subplot here that I think you're going to murder someone or whatever. But just to put in that your locker, that it does have its disadvantages, Luminol.
And what are they?
Well, CSI would have you think that it's like the be all and end all.
Spray, it's the WD-40 of crime, forensics.
Of forensics, yeah. But it can also show poo, papa, mm-hmm. papa, Todd, yeah, and wee-wee, piss, yeah, and things like horseradish also shows up.
Does it?
Yeah, really shows up. Like, you think, ooh, this scene's grisly, and then someone would hold up a pot of horseradish and say, sir!
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. Ah,
simple kitchen spillage. No one died.
And it also, it dilutes, genetic evidence, DNA evidence.
Right.
Dilutes it, can make it unusable. So
right.
Just
does,
think
does
on.
This come from Bob's crime club?
I was just...
You mentioned last week.
In my crime club, I've just sat there thinking, oh, wow, Luminol, man. You know, Luminol, yeah. It's the criminal's
it's
enemy.
It's be all and end all.
It's be all, you know, it's, as all I'm saying is...
Hand
out,
in hand with DNA, it's, yeah. It's going to yeah. eliminate all
if the Luminol doesn't get you, the DNA will.
That's well, the motto of Bob's Crime Club, isn't
just
it?
Just pointing out that it has got its disadvantages.
Okay.
So over to you, Andy. What
well,
do you
I've been looking for a few reviews of the podcast online just yeah. to see what the listeners have been thinking and saying about us.
Yeah.
These are all genuine. First one I found, this says, thank you for this podcast. Thanks to you, I'm now knocking back 10 Weetabix slathered with white Dolmio each day, and I've never been more regular. So that's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, that's quite nice. Who's that from?
That's from, hang on, that's from John Window.
Oh, John Window.
Yeah.
It's an unusual name, Andy, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what it might be an alias. It's the internet,
I suppose.
Isn't it?
It's the internet.
It might be an alias.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Might not be, Andy.
It might be, though. There's another one here. This one says, I think Bob is cruel to the one with the fat voice. The lad probably doesn't even live in a bungalow. He's only saying it to try and make himself sound important, and he probably sleeps in some kind of tarpaulin-covered pit. Leave him alone, Bob. He's suffered enough.
Oh, that's someone on your side there, isn't
it? Yeah,
there?
some... Yeah.
What's that? No,
sympathiser.
Oh, let's give him a shout out.
That's one's by John Microphone.
Oh, so that's this is a new item you're introducing, is it?
No, these are legit.
Bogus
these
compliments.
Are genuine reviews.
Bogus compliments to Ronnie Hotdog.
No, these are real.
All right, you got any more?
There's one more. The one with the fat voice is the cool one. Bob is clearly some kind of dick.
All right, and who's that from?
That's John Mortimer.
All right, well, John Mortimer, the author and barrister. Sounds like
might
him.
Might be your brother,
the,
I don't know.
No, but the language, it really sounds like him.
But he said some kind of dick.
Hey, Andy, I always wanted to ask you, are you any good at shoeing horses?
Nah, but I told a donkey to fuck off once.
yeah, that's my joke, you see.
That was my joke.
No, don't do that, Andy.
No, I did the punchline there.
Yeah, but if I hadn't said, are you any good at shoeing horses?
Yeah.
I'm setting it up for you.
Yeah, but it's not your joke, is it?
No, it's not mine. No,
I could have said, yeah.
No, well, it wasn't my joke. I don't want it included.
I could have
then.
Said, I'm quite competent at it, yeah.
Well, I don't want it included. He wasn't even funny. What
I
did
laughed,
you say
I
that for?
At it.
Do you think it was funny because you
stopping
said
in,
the
like,
F word?
It's stopping in.
Honestly. So the Euros are coming up. Just wanted to say, Poland at 50-1, Austria at 40-1, Croatia at 35-1. Each way, that's where your money should be, isn't it, Andy?
Right, so you think one of those three is going to get to the final?
I think it's a very good chance. I think it represents a lot better value than 9-1 on England, for example. Or as I'm going there, par example.
900-1 for England would probably be...
That bad?
Yeah.
You went to see them at Sunderland, didn't you?
I went
you?
To see them at Stadium of Light last Friday night, and it was a mortifying experience.
What's your analysis?
Awful. Clueless.
Everyone.
I thought Australia were terrible.
Did anyone come out with any credit?
Just my son.
Andy.
Because he spent most of the second half playing on my iPhone.
Which was, who was the best performer
who was
for,
the best
the,
England
for the
player?
England? Yeah.
I'm trying to think who was playing again.
Well, I mean, it's very different watching it. On telly, I thought...
Wayne Wilshere, Rooney.
I thought Wilshere was all right, Rooney were all right.
Yeah. Rashford. You want to think of Rashford?
Oh, no, thank you. No. Not for me.
No.
Please, no.
No.
Out of his depth, that's to be honest. He should have been with the under-21s at the prestigious Toulon tournament.
Which we won without Rashford.
Without Rashford, yeah. Imagine if we'd had Rashford.
We'd have won it twice.
We'd have won it. Did I ever tell you anything? I'm so proud of this. Did I ever tell you, I once met the bloke. I was in Birmingham, my brother's, I can't remember what his birthday or whatever, his 50th or something. And I met the bloke who would have carried out the surgery on Richard Hammond if his crash had happened in Birmingham.
Claim to fame, isn't it?
No, it's brilliant.
Has he got that stitched onto his arm and some kind of badge?
No, I was just chatting to him and he mentioned it. So, pretty awesome, that, isn't it?
And what did he say? Did he elaborate? Did he say how he would have handled the situation?
No, because, I mean, that's such a magnificent... You just said it and that's it. Nothing else to say.
God.
Shit, you would have... If that accident had happened in Birmingham, you'd have... So he was obviously a surgeon or something like
that.
Yeah. I couldn't. After, as soon as he told me that, I was too intimidated to.
It's a lot of pressure to deal with, isn't it? Having to live with that.
I said, it's a pleasure to have met you, the bloke who would have treated Hammond if he'd.
He gets counselling and stuff, did he?
He was taking it in his stride. Honestly, he was taking it in his stride. He wore it really well.
Yeah.
You know, he obviously it's a burden for him, but he wore it really well.
Is that why he talks about it all the time?
Or as they say in France, la chemise est grande. He wore it really well.
I'll take your word for that.
So what else would we like to do?
I've got some questions for you, pal.
Oh, I don't... Well, you've given me the...
blood relatives of mine.
But are they just bogus, like these Twitter things?
No, these are all real questions from blood relatives.
All right, well, let's get through them quickly, if you don't mind.
Trying to get inside your mind and your lifestyle. Bob.
Yeah?
As a millionaire living in a Buckinghamshire pleasure dome with your solid...
I've moved to Buckinghamshire, have I?
Could you just please be quiet while I do the questions?
All right.
I'll start again. Bob. As a millionaire living in a Buckinghamshire pleasure dome with your solid gold hip replacement, do you allow your servants to have free electricity in their quarters, or do you make them generate their own with exercise bikes that you picked up cheap from the Argus outlet on eBay?
I don't have any servants. I don't live in Buckinghamshire. Next question.
So how do they power the quarters?
I don't live in Buckinghamshire.
You haven't denied that you don't give them free electricity.
I don't need to deny it, and I don't
so
have any servants.
So they have to use these exercise bikes just to get
servants.
The light on. Do they get the telly to work?
I don't have any. Look,
let
on your man
rare
wander.
Occasion that you let them actually have some free time to themselves.
I don't have any servants. Next question, please.
You disgust me. Bob, as a millionaire living in Buckinghamshire pleasure dome with your solid gold hip replacement and your addiction to flower nectar, do you allow your servants to operate under their God-given names, or do you issue them with new identities once they arrive off the boat from Calais? New identities which could consist of anything from a random series of letters and numbers to a contemptuous grunting noise.
I refer you to my previous answer, and I would only add that actually I do like nectar. I do like nectar, and I do...
Little piece has been stripped away there of the edifice.
Well, a tiny little piece, yeah. And when I'm in hotter countries, I sometimes buy a nectar... A nectar thing. I don't know what you call it, and you don't pick on us for it, but it's to attract hummingbirds.
Yeah,
so I refer you to my previous answer, plus I add that I actually do like nectar.
So do you refer to them as their proper names, like Carlos or...
I refer to my previous
Julio.
Answer. I refer to my previous answer. Have you got another question?
Bob, as a millionaire living in a Buckinghamshire pleasure dome with your solid gold hip replacement, addition to flower nectar and your walk-in bath made of ivory, you old... bastard. Can you confirm or deny the existence of Bob Fest, an annual summer event that you hold around the back of your orchard, attended by the local parish councillors and the dirty old alderman, in which you all join hands and form a circle while your poor servants are forced to dance naked to the complete musical works of Yosu and Dua in a giant paddling pool filled with Swarfiga? Bob Fest. Tell me about Bob Fest.
With regard to Bob Fest, it doesn't exist. I don't have any servants. I haven't had a replacement. Why you would think I've had a replacement the way I move is beyond me.
What, you say you're a good mover?
Yeah. Silky. You can't deny that, Andy. I don't hobble along, do I?
I've not seen you do stairs before.
Well, when we leave this building, walk behind me.
All right,
it's
I will.
Textbook.
Right, I will.
All right.
But I'll film it.
With regard to the rest of it, I refer to previous answer. I don't have any servants and I'm not a millionaire.
So how much do you charge for Bob Fest? How much do you charge the dirt?
There is no such thing. There's no such thing as Bob Fest.
Oh, so it's free?
There's no such thing as Bob Fest. All right.
Do you know, you charge,
are you finished with your
question? If you charge, you'd need a licence, wouldn't you? Although you'd probably get that as a backhander from the parish councillors who you let come in anyway.
Yeah, because I'm so sweet with the alderman.
Yeah, yeah. The dirty old alderman.
No, you're just alderman.
You're sweet on the dirty old alderman.
No, I'm not sweet on him.
What are you saying? Paddling pool filled a swaffig.
Are you saying, what are you saying when they say I'm sweet with the alderman? You saying we're kissed, or that we correspond, or that what? What
I'm
you saying?
You've kissed.
I've snogged the alderman.
I'm not saying snogged. I'm saying kissed. It might have just been a peck. But I think you've kissed the alderman.
Well, I've kissed the alderman.
I think you have.
What do you think of nachos and dips?
You moved on quickly there, didn't you?
Well, I presume you finished.
Do you have nachos and dips at Bobfest?
What do you think of nachos and dips?
They're all right.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you think they're a bit... what does prescient mean? We're struggling now, aren't we?
It's a kind of into the future, isn't it? A prediction.
No, that isn't what I mean.
It's not the word, is it?
It seems to me, I was just disappointed. Like, I watched some football the other day, this playoffs, with me kids. So yeah. I said, shall we get some football snacks? And to me, football snacks is like...
Jar of Dolmio.
For you. No, for me, is like, you get Watsits, definitely. Get some Dairy Lee triangles.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. A real treat. Some iced buns, for example. Mm-hmm. And then one in nachos and dips. Where does that come from?
It's from Mexico, same as you.
All right. You're happy with nachos and dips. Will they be your Euro snack?
The same place as where your slaves come from.
Will you have nachos and dips for your Euro 2016 viewing?
I don't particularly feel the need to have dips and snacks and that when I'm watching football.
Yes, you do. Look at you. You're a snacker. You're a snacker.
No, I just have three meals a day. They just happen to be massive.
You don't snack in between drinks.
Shall we play a proper footballer?
Go on then, yeah. Who goes first?
But we're going to do it differently this week, aren't we? We're just going to have one round of proper footballer.
All right. And who's going first?
One. I am.
And who's deciding?
I am.
All right. Well, I wonder who's going to win this one then.
Right. Phil Bardsley.
Phil Bardsley. That is good. That is very, very good. He's the one who knocked Rooney out, isn't he?
In his own kitchen, yeah.
I'm afraid, I suspect you've lost, even though you're deciding, because I'm going to hit you with Kevin Nolan.
Nah.
Oh, come on, Andy.
Nolan.
I don't think so.
Kevin Nolan, the chicken dance celebration.
Yeah.
That's not the act of a proper footballer.
Phil.
That's the act of a tit.
Yeah, but Phil Bazzi's a fringe proper player, isn't he? He's on the fringes.
He's proper.
No, but you're struggling to find proper. I mean, he's
well, you're struggling as well. You've got Nolan.
Kevin Nolan and Kevin Derby's a high-scoring proper footballers. All right, then.
You should have gone with Davies. He might have won.
All right, and I decide this leg of it.
Right, go on, then.
Proper football club. You go first.
Why am I going first?
Because I went first last time. Proper football club.
You didn't, but
I know, but...
Burnley.
Burnley. Oh, well, you've lost. I can say any club. I can say any club.
What, AFC Wimbledon?
Yeah.
MK Dons.
No, but what I'll do is I'll instantly knock it into touch by saying Everton. It's a proper football club. Third round, Andy. What about proper food?
Why does Everton beat Burnley? Oh, of course.
Andy, let's not even go there. Burnley. Honestly, Hull.
Won that one as well.
The proper food.
Proper food, right? You can go first this time.
And who's deciding?
I am.
All right. Proper food, for me, you don't have to look any further than steak and chips.
Right. Right, well, I've got the Aldi Four Bird Roast. Chicken, turkey, duck and goose.
Yeah.
Each one stuffed inside the other in order of size, like a Russian doll.
Can you imagine?
$9.99 from Aldi at Christmas.
Can you imagine the carnage at the factory where they assemble it?
Oh, man.
Jesus. Well, I'm going to call that one a draw.
So that's 3-0 to me, then.
Okay. Okay. I thought it might be 3-0. Just had that feeling that I wasn't, you know, that's what it would happen.
I'm glad I'm getting back into it.
Okay, well, do you want to finish there, Andy? Because we're droning on
yeah,
and on.
Yeah, I've had enough. I'm not even going to stick around for your song.
You're not even sticking around for
nah.
it? Do you like it on Britain's Got Talent when David Williams gets up?
I've never watched Britain's Got Talent for about 9 years.
All right. It's just, well, you're missing out in that sense. Well, I have got a song, if you want. I can
Tell us what it's about and I'll decide if I'm going to steer for it.
Well, it's an old song. that I've sung in the past. It's about being trapped in a council flat, and it does go on a bit, Andy.
What are you doing old songs for?
Well, I just, it was on me.
Did you not think of a new one?
Well, I'll make one up if you want.
Maybe we should come up with one for the England squad for next week.
So you don't want to hear this one?
Go on then, just do it.
It does go on.
Go on then.
You can just turn it off, turn off the tape when you get fed up with it, okay?
Fair enough.
So this was Athletico Mints.
Yeah, we're on Twitter at Athletico Mints. We're doing a live podcast in September in King's Place in London.
In King's Cross.
Still get tickets for that. If you have a look at our tweets, there'll be links and that.
Okay, right.
Do the song, Bob.
I haven't left my flat for over 3 months since the council erected an iron door. An easy mistake for the council to make, but the grills on the window are an eyesore. I shouted out the window, I shouted out the door. I tried to tunnel out through the kitchen floor. I pushed lighted paper through the letterbox, but no one saw because of the iron door. I phoned up the council, there was no reply. Oh, I'm not doing it if you're just going to...
It's just me, yeah. Be back about 11.
No, don't go on the phone when I'm doing it. Trapped in my flat.
That's just Bobby's doing a song.
Only my memories for company.
Yeah, about 11. See you then.
Trapped in my flat, hoping someone will come and rescue me. There's nothing I can do. All right, forget it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.